So it turns out that it's not just business owners like me that think ANZ is a great bank to be with. Canstar's Bank of the Year award for small business banking has gone to ANZ a record 8 times. I mean, it's more than any other bank, ever. I mean, so it's no wonder I keep hearing, "Hey boss, well done for going with ANZ," or "Congrats Andy, you know how to pick a winner." I mean, no one's actually said that, but I know they're thinking it.
Small businesses deserve the best. Search ANZ Business.
Hi, I'm Emily Minnie. Welcome and thanks for listening to the Close Up podcast. A cricketing legend will be touring regional Australia for the third edition of the Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative to help stamp out stigmas. The program, run by Grain Producers Australia in partnership with grain growers New Farm Rural Aid and Lifeline, is entering its third year. They'll host a series of regional events and forums where community leaders can gather and share important resources and knowledge, as well as network. I spoke with National Ambassador Brad Hogg about his role.
Yes, GPA Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative. It's supported by New Farm, who've been great sponsors of the cause. And then we've got grain producers as well as Rural Aid and Lifeline. Rural Aid do an absolute fantastic job. They go out there and try and provide as many resources as possible for rural farmers who are in stress. So we're going out there and doing a little bit of a roadshow, doing a few conferences and talking to leaders, and just trying to provide some resources in communities to be able to turn things around when things aren't going right. And the reason why I'm involved is I grew up in the regional areas, and if it wasn't for those country areas and the values that they provided me, you know, I wouldn't have had the career that I had. So I owe so much to that the country upbringing that I had, and it's just great to be able to put a little bit back in to the community that offered me so much. So hopefully everyone gets behind it, and hopefully we can make a huge difference and huge impact this year, GPA and New Farm, Rural Aid, Grain Growers and Lifeline as well.
Yeah, and how will events and forums like these encourage leaders to speak out and sort of stamp out these stigmas around mental health?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to cut out the stigma, just because everyone goes through it. They go through ups and downs in life, and there's a lot of challenges out there. And the big challenges probably in the rural areas right now are weather conditions, because of cropping, biosecurity, disaster recovery, and financial stress and inflation, cost pressures. Everyone's going through that at the present moment. So we need to talk about it, discuss it, and try and help create solutions to try and alleviate the stresses in the future. Because, you know, as we all know, life goes in those cycles. And it's just a matter of going through those down cycles and making sure that you're prepared for the up cycle as well.
Throughout the regions, there can sometimes be attitudes of not taking mental health into consideration, or viewing it as something that needs to be addressed. And we see this especially in regions and farmers. With a program like this, are we seeing a shift in these attitudes?
Seeing a slight shift, which is good. You know, we've been doing this for the last couple of years, GPA. They've been doing a fantastic job. And we've had a little bit of success with certain individuals, which has been absolutely fantastic. But we need to make more of an impact. And it's great to have the support of the four organisations that I mentioned earlier on. Because, you know, we look at the stats, I think last year, March 23, 24% of farmers described their mental health good or very good. The other respondents weren't anywhere near there. So we've got to make sure we try and get that up to around about the 50% mark over the next 4 years, which would be absolutely great. But look, coming from a farming background myself, you know, when things aren't right or you're going through a little bit of a bad patch, it's so easy to sit on the farm and just say, right, I'm not going into town this Friday. I'll go in next Friday. And then all of a sudden you get into that little pattern or that little routine where you stay away from other people, other communities, and you don't connect. And I think the most important thing is connection. You know, that's the big thing that we're trying to get that message out there to the rural communities.
That was my chat with Farmer Mates Mental Health Initiative National Ambassador Brad Hogg about the initiative's aims as it enters its third year. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Emily Minney. Have a great day.
So it turns out that it's not just business owners like me that think ANZ is a great bank to be with. Canstar's Bank of the Year award for small business banking has gone to ANZ a record 8 times. I mean, it's more than any other bank, ever. I mean, so it's no wonder I keep hearing, "Hey boss, well done for going with ANZ," or "Congrats Andy, you know how to pick a winner." I mean, no one's actually said that, but I know they're thinking it.
Small businesses deserve the best. Search ANZ Business.
Want to retire on $2,000 per week? Tune into Australia's most popular property podcast, The Property Couch, with over 2,300 five-star ratings, weekly episodes, high-profile guests, and insightful frameworks. Check it out, The Property Couch. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.